because you can never have too much good advice for recruiting the right people for your company. CACI International recently receiving an award for that very thing, and Larry Clifton, the Senior Vice President of Recruiting at CACI, here to tell you some of the do's and don'ts for great recruiting. Larry, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be on.
Congratulations on the award. Now give us all your secrets.
Everyone always looks for that one secret magic pill, and I always tell everyone looking for a job is, you know, it's a full-time job. It definitely takes a lot of effort. We've been a real solid team here at CACI, and it was very rewarding to win the best recruiting department in the nation, you know, and that's all the commercial companies too. So we have a great team here. We've really worked hard for the last 4 years, and we do a lot of creative things from you know, hiring veterans, disabled veterans particularly, which we always encourage all our competitors to do, as well as government agencies out there.
You made a comment that I think you meant as kind of a joke, but is very serious. And that is that this is not, there aren't one or two or maybe five secrets here. It doesn't sound like. Everybody that I've ever talked to that has recruiting success says that there's about a kajillion different things that you have to do to make sure that you're covering all the bases to try to bring in the best people you can find.
Sure. I mean, you have to, you know, on the job seeker side, you know, networking, talking with everyone that I encourage, talk to everyone you know, from people that who cut your hair to the people at your church, former bosses. You just never know, former teachers who might know of a job someplace. So you definitely got to be out there communicating, whether it's in social media or just talking with all your friends around the pool, for example.
You mentioned the attraction that you have to hiring vets that are coming out of service. Talk about some of the reasons and talk about some of the ways that you reach out to that community, not just to the vets themselves, but maybe the advocacy groups that help them get plugged back into life as civilians.
Yeah, you know, CACI is a, you know, a very large information technology and professional services firm that we support the government, all government agencies, the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, and intelligence agencies. So we try to hire as many people coming out of the government and the military as we can. So as I was mentioning, started focusing on hiring disabled veterans, and for the last 4 years, we've hired over 550 disabled veterans, and it's just a kept secret, if you will, of just enormous talent of very proven people that I think a lot of companies overlook. So we encourage everyone to hire disabled veterans. They're just mission proven, and they've just turned out to be great hires for us here at CACI.
What do you have to do to integrate folks who may be disabled into your environment at CACI?
Yeah, you know, it's not as hard as everyone thinks, because when you say the word disabled, there's lots of categories. The official definition by the Department of Labor and the VA, it's anyone 30%. So it could be minor disabilities up to, we hire people who have lost limbs. Obviously the ones with lost limbs, and I'll give the government a lot of credit. They do a good job of transitioning the people through the military hospitals. And to be honest, that's where we found most of the disabled veterans in the beginning. But thanks to a lot of people like you and everyone else getting the word out, we're now hiring disabled veterans through the normal recruiting channels, such as our employee referral program and job fairs, direct contact with us here at CACI. So it's kind of very rewarding to see the nation stepping up and taking care of these people who have given so much to our great nation.
And, you know, you're confirming something else that I've heard from a number of other HR sources, and that is, as you network and do outreach and whatever for people, no matter what the specialty is, whether it's, as you're talking about with service-disabled vets or some other group that you want to reach out to increase your diversity, or whether it's a skill set or whatever, as you start to do it, you see those kinds of folks become naturally attracted to you without you having to do as much work, right?
Oh, exactly. No doubt about it. And I think a lot of people maybe have the misperception that the only people getting wounded are the frontline defenders. But I will tell you, because of the IEDs, we are seeing all skill sets people being wounded out there. So, for example, we have logistics people, project managers, IT people are even getting wounded Gosh, I even have a recruiter on my team, which is kind of neat to have media. And so, you know, don't think there's not a skill set out there that's not available that's a disabled veteran. And they blend in very well into the corporate America.
Well, congratulations to you. And we appreciate you sharing some of your strategies with us this afternoon, Larry.
My pleasure. And again, I encourage every person out there, if you're a hiring manager, definitely look at the disabled veterans. And if you're not, tell your boss to hire a disabled veteran.